News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT, Brett Witterbull Show. Great to be here with you. And I'm happy to welcome to the program, he's a Army veteran. He is a lawyer. He is one heck of a writer and puts up with absolutely no nonsense at all from the left. He is Kurt Schlichter, and he's got a brand new book out that I want you to get. We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. It's a tremendous book, and I want to welcome him to the program on this, the day after the outrage and the shocking raid on Mar-a-Lago. Kurt Schlichter, so let me ask you this. Is this raid the fall or the rise? What are we looking at in front of us?
Well, I think, Brett, I think it definitely has to fall in the fall category. I think we rise again, but the people who did this need to be held accountable. Bad guys need to feel the full weight of the new rules that they invented.
Did you ever think it would get this bad this fast? I mean, we're going about minding our business here, and all of a sudden the FBI shows up at Mar-a-Lago, and they're grabbing boxes of paper, and they're just heading on out, and nobody wants to comment on this. Nobody wants to say a word about this. This is positively Lula-esque out of Brazil or something in the old days of Argentina. What are we seeing?
We're seeing the disintegration of the norms. The problem is the people doing the disintegrating don't understand the norms are there to protect them. They're not going to be when they need them. They are opening the Overton window for very, very tough conservatives, and we are going to see fewer and fewer of the noodle spine Mitt Romneys and a lot more of the Ron DeSantis type, the guys who are perfectly willing to use political power harshly and ruthlessly to protect the people from this kind of abuse by the ruling class.
And when we look at this and we combine this with what we just saw take place over the weekend, the announcement of the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents, is the deep state just going to run every policy through the IRS and use them as the enforcement mechanism? Or are we now seeing a sort of an interior ministry take shape?
Well, look, I mean that's clearly their dream. I mean, they need 87,000 new IRS people to take on those 1,000 billionaires you hear so much about, as if nobody audits billionaires now. Here's the thing. The Republicans are going to take back the House and the Senate. I think that's baked in. Are they going to refuse to fund the government if that's what it takes to get rid of this expanded fascist bureaucracy? I mean, are they willing to draw the line and cause pain? And there are a lot of Republicans who just wish we could go back to normal, you know, the John Boehner types.
Right.
Who just want to clink their glasses, eat steak with donors, and not be bothered with, you know, issues that people care about. But issues will be thrust upon them. People do care. People are angry. This is a mobilizing event. You saw with the Dobbs thing, the left was, now the Democrats are excited. Now they're ready to vote. What do they think this is? And it's not just right-wing Republicans. Even Andrew Cuomo was like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Because this is an oh-my-gosh moment. And they better not think for a minute that the next guy elected president is not going to do it to them. And he should. They need to feel pain. This can't be, you got to give me. Nope. I want retribution. Not just because it's fun. It is fun. But because they've got to learn. If you screw with us, you're going to suffer. And you're going to suffer worse than you ever made us suffer.
So if the Republicans take back the House and they take back the Senate, we know Kevin McCarthy's gone on the record in the last 12 to 18 hours saying, okay, this has got to, something's going to change here, and we're going to do something about this. But what do you do with the McConnells and the Romneys and the Collinses and the voices of reason like Ben Sasse who come out and say, oh, no, we can't do that. That's the mob. We can't be part of the mob.
Sasse is a sissy, and I don't have a problem with Susan Collins because she never pretended to be anything but what she was, which is a very moderate Maine Republican. That's who she is. I'm not offended that that's who she is. I'm offended that Sasse pretends he's a hardcore conservative. Mitt Romney, he's useless. He's 180 pounds of mayonnaise poured in a $5,000 suit. Mitch McConnell is an interesting character. We owe him a great debt for not allowing Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, they voted for him for Attorney General. He's been losing a step. He used to be the greatest parliamentary knife fighter there was, no matter how frustrating he was to all of us. Now I don't know. He should take the lead on this. But he really doesn't like Trump.
Now
and that's a problem. I don't know how long it goes before his sell-by date hits. But he better, if he wants his reputation back, he better get back, because right now Schumer's laughing at him, because Schumer, he got made a fool of by Schumer, and that's gotta be insulting, because Schumer's no Einstein.
Yeah, that's the truth. If you were advising the president. Former President Trump, would you advise him to get in the race ASAP so that you wall off any sort of assault by Garland? Okay.
No. It doesn't wall off anything. And it brings up all sorts of other problems. First of all, it's not assured that he's actually going to run. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, getting in now kind of changes everything. It's not the way Trump is. Trump would ideally not want to get in until next summer.
Right.
If then, because he wants to build excitement. He is a showman. He wants to build excitement for this thing and see where it takes him. And I think he would love a coronation. He shouldn't have one. Mm-hmm. We need a vigorous primary to figure out who's our best. I like Trump. Wrote a book defending him.
Sure.
Would vote for him if he was a nominee. But I don't know if I'm going to vote for him in the primary, because I haven't seen a primary fight yet, and I think we need that.
Yeah.
He made some mistakes as president. He's got weaknesses. I want to know, I want him tested. Same thing with DeSantis. DeSantis is, DeSantis has no national experience other than being in Congress. Is he ready for this? Florida, great job. Everybody loves him.
Sure.
What does he think about foreign policy? I have a feeling he's probably pretty solid, but I want to hear, because I don't trust nobody.
All right, final question for you. Is it going to get hotter now after this raid? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Remember, there is no bottom. This is not something they can be talked out of. They have to be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we defeat them is to take the House, take the Senate, take the presidency, and then ruthlessly root them out, not only of the government, but of institutions.
Yeah.
I would love to see, hey, guys, no more student loans. You have to pay for it all yourself.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That would be
because I'm not. Why should we subsidize festering pustules of enemies?
Well, listen, Kurt, they'll call that a hate crime by denying them their student loans. My gosh.
Of course they will.
All right, the book.
The power is to not care.
No, that's the truth. The book is phenomenal. We'll be back. The Fall and Rise of America. He's Kurt Schlichter. Appreciate you coming by, my friend. Be well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy.